Hey guys, and welcome to this edition of the Green Wife Happy Life podcast, where I, Pam, the Green Wife, and my husband, Rob, who has a happy life.
That's me.
Yes. Share super simple ways that you can use less plastic, make swaps that are healthier and more eco-friendly for your family and the planet. So very timely this week, and hopefully not too late. I wanted to talk about Valentine's Day.
It's never too late.
Because you've already got...
From personal experience, it's never too late to remember Valentine's Day, even if it's after Valentine's Day.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah. So this is your heads up that Valentine's Day is what day this week? Tuesday,
right?
Wednesday. You got another day, so... Okay, so what I was thinking we would do is just kind of talk about some of your typical Valentine's Day gifts.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you some ideas for how you could make some swaps, make some different choices to make them a little more eco-friendly. How about that?
Yep.
Okay, so what comes to mind for you when you think about getting me a gift for Valentine's Day?
Flowers. Chocolate.
Okay, well,
what I do every year. I go out, I get you flowers that hardly make it into the vase. I get you chocolate that you don't eat.
That's not true.
No?
Okay. Well, okay, so maybe you'll learn a few
things. I know, I'm trying to learn a few things.
Okay, so yes, flowers are one of those sort of typical, you know, kind of, what's the word? Stereotypical. Yeah, that's the word. Gifts. Okay, so probably the easiest thing to do, honestly, is to like run into the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, you know, I didn't really realize this about flowers, not to be like a party pooper, but a lot of flowers come from really, really far away places like Colombia and Ecuador. So, I mean, that's traveling a long way, which is a lot of
Holland.
Fuel. Holland. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, but chances are there's probably a local farm or a local, something more local to you. And so with a little bit of research, you can kind of, you know, find a place that has flowers that you could get that are more local. So that's a really great way to make them more eco-friendly is by reducing the distance that they travel.
Okay.
Okay. So what that means for you, Rob, is that we have a great local florist called Little Acre Flowers. They're in Washington, D.C. They're like my favorite florist, FYI, because they source their flowers locally. So they're using like kind of in-season flowers. And their flowers come in like a mason jar. They're not in plastic. There's no plastic wrapped around them at all. Like they come in like a burlap, wrapped in burlap that I think they get from like a coffee store that's nearby them. So they're like reusing all the big.
Yeah, how do I get them? I go online?
You can go online. Yeah. And they definitely have a limited delivery area because they're local. They're so local to us. But there's a couple. So Urban Stems is another, I think it's a more national florist chain that does source their flowers more like locally. Which is great. So that's a really, it's probably not as easy as going into the grocery store and picking up some flowers from Ecuador wrapped in plastic.
CVS.
Wow, CVS has flowers? Okay.
Yeah.
High quality. And yeah, so that's a really, it's just a change of habit, right? So going into the grocery store last minute, you maybe got to think a little bit, or, you know, depending on where you live, maybe you got some stuff growing outside that you can put into a
I was just going to say, would that be fun or awful if it was pick your own flowers?
No, I think
you
that's
would like
so
that?
Thoughtful. I mean, we don't have any flowers going on right now because it's February.
How true. You're not going to pick your own flowers right,
right.
now.
Right. I mean, you're going to be picking like, you know, twigs off the ground.
All right.
So that's maybe not as,
All right.
as festive. So, okay. So flowers, definitely. The other thing, the next thing you said was...
Candy. Chocolate.
Candy. Okay. So, you know, depending on who you're giving it to, they may or may not want candy. I mean, I do like chocolate, some chocolate. I mean, I don't eat a ton of chocolate, but one of the things that you can do to look out for eco-friendlier chocolate is to look for chocolate that is sourced sustainably or grown without like using harmful pesticides and fertilizers. Which I'm just going to give you a brand that I really like that's easy. It probably doesn't come in like a heart shape, but I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not 12. I don't really need a heart shape. Sorry.
Okay. No, good to know.
I really like this chocolate. It's from endangered species. And you can only get it in like the grocery store. So, and it's not...
Very romantic.
It is.
A chunk of endangered species chocolate and locally grown flowers. I got it.
Wow.
Okay. No, it's good.
It's okay. It's good. All right. So that's a quick one with chocolate. Now, I think some, I have to put it in the show notes, but there are some companies like Hershey's, I think, is it Mars? M&M Mars?
Oh, I don't know.
Who have pledged to, I don't know what their current like ratio is, but to source X amount or 100% of their chocolate sustainably.
M&M's?
Yeah, I think it's that big company. So,
I mean, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, wait. It's Mars, Ferrero, Hershey, and Nestle have committed to this data I have is to sourcing 100% of their certified cocoa sustainably by 2020. Okay. So this was from a while ago. So
maybe they did it.
I can leave a like an update in the show notes. So so that's chocolate. Okay. So what's another
wine? Can we get wine? We've talked about wine before.
Wine, sure. Yeah, that's a definite. That kind of goes along with maybe dinner, like or no?
Oh, okay. Dinner, well, dinner and wine. All right, good.
So okay, I think
dinner. I was going to say taking you out to dinner.
I think Valentine's Day dinner is one of those things, and so of course go to your favorite restaurant, whatever works for you. However, you could choose to do something like go to a local winery,
right?
If you have one near you, maybe they have dinner there, or just go for a tasting or something like that.
And again, so they're not paying for all the transportation.
That's what, in my mind makes it a little more eco-friendly. It's because you're not buying a wine. Like, you live in one place and the wine is being shipped super far. But of course, wine, I know, is like that. It comes from faraway places. So, but to keep it local, you could go to a local winery. I know there are a lot of restaurants, at least not a lot, but some restaurants near us who specialize in like farm to table. So they're sourcing their food locally. Okay. And then that's what they're using to make their meals and serve at their restaurants.
What about all the are we done with restaurants and wine? Like paper products, all the cards and
stuff
I used to decorate balloons and...
So, I mean, I don't really decorate for Valentine's Day anymore, but cards are one of those paper things that... Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's nice to get a card and save it. But my suggestion for making that more eco-friendly is to, like, record a video message.
Okay.
Of professing your love. Over and over.
Okay.
And how great would that be to have like those saved?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So that's a
way great idea. Video message.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's a way.
I could drink wine and then do the video message.
Okay.
All right.
Exactly. So I think I'm not again being a party pooper on cards, but just to reduce the amount of paper that you're using, just record it and then you can save it. So okay, anything else that you can think of?
I'm struggling at that point. What? Give me a clue. What would you like for Valentine's? Oh, I can look at your.
You can look at my screen.
Fun lingerie.
I
didn't know that was in your vlog.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think fun lingerie would be something to think about. Wait, do I have to make it myself locally? Okay.
No.
Okay.
When I think of Valentine's Day, I think that's one of those like stereotypical gifts.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
So, right. Now, you don't have to make it yourself. I mean, you're not going to
out of locally
pick it
grown.
Up at a farmer's market. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sell that. But there are some like big companies that they're using responsibly grown and sourced materials. So, like, if it's cotton, it's grown in a sustainable way. Or maybe they're using bamboo, and that doesn't make things scratchy and itchy. So so I can leave a couple of like bigger name brands that, and I'm sure if you Googled like sustainably sourced or whatever, eco-friendly lingerie, more would come up.
But you don't want recycled lingerie.
No. Like, I don't want you to go to the thrift store and buy lingerie. No. that. That's not what I'm talking about here. All right. So, okay, anything else that you can think of for Valentine's? Like, we got cars, flowers, dinner, wine.
I got a lot to think about right now.
Well, I'm not putting this all on you.
A lot. I got videos to do.
This is cards.
M&Ms to buy.
And to be honest, I mean, when it comes to, like, giving balloons and stuff like that, I mean, I don't need balloons. And, like, those Mylar balloons, I mean, you can't, it's going to be trash at some point. I mean,
what about what to get your man for Valentine's Day?
Well, what is a stereotypical gift for a man?
I don't know.
And
I don't
No,
I don't know. I don't know.
Dinner, card.
Yeah.
Right. So these go both ways, I guess. All right. Yeah. Like most of them go both ways.
Right.
So, that's it. Valentine's Day is coming up. So if you haven't already... Rob gotten anything?
All right.
Or me? I haven't gotten anything either.
Right.
Then, so Valentine's Day is also our dog's birthday.
Who knew?
I'm just saying. Anyway, so that is it for this week. If you haven't gotten anything, keep those things in mind. It's not too late. That's sort of your homework slash challenge for the week. If you're trying to do things a little more eco-friendly, is to kind of think of things a little bit differently. Maybe record a video message.
And maybe tell Pam what you got.
Yeah, like, let me know. Yeah. Like, you can email me at pam@greenily.co. Let me know what you ended up with and how your Valentine's Day was. I would love to hear. So, yeah, that's it. Do you have any parting funniness?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
Olive Recycling and Olive You. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I love you too. All right, that was a great joke. All right, see you next time. Take care.